For the most part, Egyptians haven't been able to get online since last Friday. Their government shut down access to the internet, and it cut off cell phone service, though that's slowly being restored. Still, Egyptians have managed to make their voices heard with a little outside help, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
When the government shuts down your internet, you shut down your government. That became a rallying cry for Egyptians suddenly severed from Twitter and Facebook, cell phone service and text messaging on Friday. Printed flyers and word of mouth became the new ways of organizing. Activists inside the country weren't the only ones shocked at the Egyptian government's decision to shut down most telecommunications.
That was a very extraordinary move. I mean, it was nothing you could prepare for, really.
That's Jonathan Walk, a Swede who's part of a volunteer group called Telecomics. Telecomics helps people get around internet censorship. Last Friday, the group decided to try to reestablish internet access for Egyptians by asking European internet service providers to free up phone lines once used for dial-up access. The European ISPs did so free of charge, and Walk says Telecomics started distributing the access numbers by any means necessary, even by fax, to Egyptians.
So we have had a bunch of nice ISPs around Europe to open up modem pools that were normally closed down and, provide them without any cost. So that was good, at least.
In Los Angeles, John Scott Railton took a different track. He's a graduate student in urban planning at UCLA. Via Twitter, he was tracking events in Egypt.
It's a place and a people that I have a lot of affection for, but the government has always broken my heart. I know lots of incredible people, a lot of them of my generation, who are inhabiting an ossified system with a politics older than stuff in my grandmother's attic.
When the internet went dark, he figured that cell phones would quickly follow. So he called friends and acquaintances in Egypt and got landline numbers for them. When the cell phone service was cut, he started calling Egypt on his own dime. At first, he would just take notes and then send out a Twitter message. Then, he says, he realized something.
Voice is an amazing thing, and there's nothing like hearing the articulate voice of these young people, because I think that is the real corrective to distant images with a zoom lens of people and police.
He found an online service that allowed him to record and quickly publish the audio from his phone calls. Here's a sampling.
I just came back from Tahrir. Me, my mom, my friend, I'm just seeing now like a group of men who are directing traffic, and I must say they're doing a much better job than the state.
Right now there's like 20 people on Gedef Bridge who have come out with brooms and plastic bags and they're just cleaning.
We want to protect our neighborhood because we've been letting other people protect us for so long, and that's not working anymore.
30 years of corruption has just fueled it on for the people. He doesn't get it. He just won't get it until he's obviously out of power.
Scott Railton's compiling this audio on Twitter at Jan25Voices. He says he'll continue to do it as long as his studies don't suffer, or until he gets the phone bill. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.